Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
Awake on my airplane, awake on my airplane, my skin is bare, my skin is bare.
I like this song. It's very pleasant. This is the same band that did Nice Shot, right?
It is. Filter.
Filter, yeah.
Jana, sit back, relax, and listen to this.
We had the lead singer of Filter on one day. He was playing a show. They played a show at the Rev Room. You know what? Actually, speaking of, I'm going to mention them because they are related to our friends at Stickies. It's all one big happy family over there, and they've got some shows this week that Suzanne wanted me to mention, so I will. Oh, good. An old one. Oldie but a goodie. Here we go. Cody Cannon and the Departed, former members of Cross Canadian Ragweed, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at Stickies. That's Friday. Playing all the Cross Canadian Ragweed hits and amazing new Departed tunes as well. Tickets available. Special guest, Mandy McBride. Local favorite. Yep. Showtime, 9 o'clock. 372-7707. 372-7707. It is Cody Cannon and the Departed tomorrow at Stickies. Thank you, Suzanne. Appreciate you and your support. Good stuff. We have some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback we'll get to in a minute. Ted wants to talk about Filter. Okay, fine. Let me get Ted, and then we'll do this What the Hell segment I've been wanting to get to. Hey, Ted.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a good What the Hell for you right now.
What's up?
You bring up song Hey Man, Nice Shot. Do you know what that song was originally written about?
Yeah, but I never have had it confirmed. It was about a suicide, I think, right?
Yeah, well, see, it come out. It was released. Fact check me on this, but I'm a child of grunge. I believe it was released in February of 94.
It was about Cobain, right?
Yeah, well, people thought it was Kurt Cobain, but Kurt Cobain shot himself in April of 94.
Well, that makes so that difficult.
The song was released a couple of months before Kurt Cobain committed suicide.
It was written about the January 22nd, 1987 public suicide of Pennsylvania State Treasurer R. Bud Dwyer.
R. Bud Dwyer.
Huh, how about that? Well, there's a little fact checking for you. Besides,
what the hell? How about that? And hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it very much. And the only way it could have been written about Kurt Cobain is if he had used that shot for his then-wife, Courtney Love.
Oh, boy.
Too soon?
No. The song would have been called
Turn of the Money, actually.
Hey, Man...
Awesome.
My ceiling needs cleaning.
No, see.
Sorry.
Not if he shot her.
Oh, sorry.
What the hell, bro?
I don't feel right
what
talking about that.
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's the matter with you?
You say that I'm messing with your head. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, here we go. Pat, I'm going to start with you. I'm really disappointed. Really disappointed.
What's up, son?
Headline of this story. Upskirt photos legal in Massachusetts, says court. Well, you two pervs.
Oh, no. I thought you meant something else.
Jeez. The Supreme Judicial Court overruled a lower court that had upheld charges against Michael Robertson, who will forever be known now as Perv Exhibit A, your B, and Matty T is C.
So these aren't selfie upskirts.
No, nobody takes pictures of their own skirt, dum-dum.
I didn't know. Hey, selfies. Way of the new world.
I like a man in a skirt as much as the next guy.
Back in the day, you used to have to put mirrors on your shoes.
Arrested in 2010 by... That's so obvious, though. Arrested in 2010 by transit police who set up a sting after getting reports he was using his cell phone to take photos and video of female riders' skirts and dresses on mass transit. A female passenger on an MBTA trolley who is wearing a skirt, dress, or the like covering these parts of her body is not a person who is partially nude, no matter what it is or not underneath the skirt by way of underwear and other clothing, the court says in its ruling. There's a peeping Tom law protecting people from being photographed in dressing rooms and bathrooms when nude or partially nude, but because you're out in public and you got clothes on, you're not partially
really?
Nude, even though you may not have anything up where covering your business underneath your dress.
So it's not invasion of privacy, even
nope.
though it's...
So basically what they're telling you is the area underneath a woman's skirt is public viewing.
It's free game.
This mm-hmm. sets the precedent, so now it's okay.
So just because it's covered by fabric...
Pesky fabric, I like to call it.
Just getting in the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Suffolk County prosecutors said their interpretation of the state's peeping Tom law was that upskirt photos are illegal, but it turns out that is not the case. So, if you are a sick... perverted weirdo freak show.
Okay.
And I'm talking to you two. Head on out to Massachusetts and settle in.
How is that going to change, you think, everyone's ride on the train?
Panties? Gonna have to now, I guess. All right, this is something...
That seems bizarre.
Well, not as bizarre as this story. I'm afraid to say it's true. This story is just as weird. A Texas brother and sister. I mean, you really expect to see a story like this coming out of
that's all you had to say.
Texas brother and sister arrested on meth charges Friday, now accused of prohibited sexual contact after police say they began kissing on the lips while behind bars.
See?
Charlene Ellett was detained by officers at a Walmart in Porter, in Texas, I guess, after employees accused her of shoplifting. Her brother, 26-year-old Cameron, went to the store. They went together, I guess. Deputies searched his vehicle. They found a crystal substance, tested positive for meth. They stick them in a, because they're, you know, they're siblings, it's fine to stick them in the same cell. Who knew they'd start making out?
Wait a second.
Yeah. They're actually only half-brother and sister, so it's okay.
You, and you want to kiss all your kids on the lip.
That means the kid only comes out half-weird, because they're only half-brother and sister.
Since when do they stick men and women in the same cell?
When they're brother and sister. Like, if you and your sister got busted out to upskirting people and it was ruled illegal, they might stick in the same cell. And I know a lot of guys would like to lay one on your sister's lips. I'm just saying. You don't happen to be among them.
I thought that they separated them by gender.
By a piece of glass. Sexual relations with family members can cause trouble even when it doesn't take place in jail. In September, a South Carolina man wound up allegedly assaulting his girlfriend during a three-way romp with her cousin. Jeez,
so
man.
Wait a second. So it was illegal what they did?
No, I don't know what's going on. I'm lost.
Did they catch it on a video?
If you have to use a genealogy app to figure out who you're kissing in your jail cell, it's a good
Wait
idea
a
not to do it.
I got
to
find out if I'm related to you first.
I never realized the dark side of meth is incest.
Well, remember for a long time we thought that Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker were going to hook up,
That's
and then
right.
it turned out that they were brother and sister. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. How many years do you have to go before you have to spoiler alert it? Like, when can I start like talking freely about Breaking Bad? I know
not
so many people who are
one.
Just getting into it.
Yeah,
so.
Not that one yet. I would say 30 years is pretty good. That ought to be enough time.
All right. Make sure we don't hit this break because I got a few other things I need to do. Hey, thank God for Mississippi, especially last night, right? I don't mean to pile on MISSISSIPPI. However, you have now topped West Virginia as the most obese state in the nation. I'll tell you what, they look like a bunch of fat aces last night. I did how much. Latest poll found that 35.4% of Mississippians were obese in 2013, compared to just 34.4% of West Virginians. Way to go, West Virginia. Well, you still have the highest rate of brothers and sisters getting married, though, so you got that to fall back on. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, but Texas is on your heels.
No doubt. At the other end of the spectrum, Montana overtook Colorado as the state with the least obesity. Of course, in Montana, you can find a lot of lean elk running around, so you can eat a lot of very lean, healthy meat out there.
They do seem very healthy in Colorado.
Montana was also the only state with an obesity rate below 20%. It is Mississippi, West Virginia, Delaware. Delaware? That seems out of place, doesn't it?
Delaware.
Louisiana next, then Arkansas, just ahead of South Carolina. We are currently at 32.3%. Almost a third of our residents are obese, and technically I would fall in that category, which really bothers me. I think they should start reevaluating how they look at obesity and the way it's gauged.
I mean, you're a chisel. You're built like a Greek god.
I'm not in great shape. I'm just saying, I wouldn't look at me in a mirror and go, while I don't think I look great, I wouldn't say I'm obese.
There's much more obesier people than you are.
I have enormous calves, and I'm thickly muscled. What can I tell you? Don't get me wrong. I'm still like 22% body fat.
I don't
know
how I feel about having to raise the bar for obesity just based on the fact that there's a lot more fat people now.
I think they should
change.
They should change the way they evaluate it. But for some people that are actually fat, okay, whatever. The other states that are under 25%, Nevada, Minnesota, Massachusetts, where they're upskirting. You don't want people looking up there if you're fat. Connecticut, New Mexico, California, Hawaii, and New York, where you can't even get a big soda anymore.
Upskirting burns a lot of calories.
Last but not least, a businessman who lost $500,000 on table games. That's a $500,000 to you and me. At a Vegas casino on the Super Bowl weekend is arguing he shouldn't have to pay because he was wasted. Blackout drunk, in fact. Southern California gambler Mark Johnston, 52, suing the Downtown Grand for loaning him money and serving him drinks when he was visibly wasted. His attorney says the Grand, which opened last November in the old part of Vegas, intends to pursue Johnston for trying to shirk his gambling debts. He put a stop payment order on the markers or casino credits.
Now, how are you going to prove that? Because I agree with him.
No.
If he was drooling, stumbling, hitting his head, going up to the, trying to get more money, of course. You don't give it to him. You say, sir, excuse me. Well, you're out of here.
People can be blackout drunk and still look perfectly normal.
I know
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. How do you have proof of what actually was going on?
All I will say is this. I have known plenty of people who didn't remember anything about the next day that could have done something similar, but it's called personal responsibility. I'll give you this. Either don't get wasted and go to the casino, or don't go to the casino when you're wasted.
What if somebody slipped him something in his drink?
That would be a fair assessment.
If he
went to the hospital the next day, got a drug test, and it was proved that he had Rohypnol in his system, you don't roofie yourself very often.
Spanish fly.
I might have given him a break, but I can't do it. I'm not a judge or jury, but I cannot give him a pass on this particular issue.
Who was his boy?
I've never had to roofie myself. I'm always willing.
I mean, where's your boys at?
It's like I don't have to drug myself to take advantage of myself. I'm a hua.
I'm easy.
Well, it's just like George Lopez. George Lopez, a famous actor and comedian, and the dude's passed out on the casino floor in Canada, and nobody picks him up. It's like, oh, let me get a picture. There's George Lopez. Ha ha.
Be honest. You have definitely taken a picture and walked right over him.
I would have taken a picture, and then I would have helped him up and called security. And last but not least, brother and sister kissing, nothing compared to what went on in this Florida story that I'm about to share. A Tampa, Florida man arrested early Wednesday, accused of committing a sexual act with a pit bull in his yard.
Oh, yikes.
As shocked neighbors pleaded with him to stop. Bernard Marcinek, 57, of Mark Street. Might want to avoid that area. Faces charges of aggravated animal cruelty. No word on whether the dog was liking it. Two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm. All felonies and a misdemeanor count of sexual activity involving animals. I think I speak for everyone when I say that type of activity belongs in the bedroom, not in the front yard.
I disagree with what he said, too. The dog was asking for it. No. Uh-uh.
She had that look in her eye. Nobody did interview the dog. The dog was not on the record.
Where is this?
In Tampa, Florida. So, this poor guy. I mean, this is a mugshot. This dude will never. Did you see the mugshot?
Uh-uh.
Let me show you. When I say guy has sex with dog in his front yard, you go, no chance. And then I show you this picture. What do you say?
Oh, that's the guy, yeah.
You're like, yeah, I can see that. I mean, honestly, I was like, yeah, okay, that looks about right.
As shocked neighbors watch.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me, swan!
I mean, what kind of society are we running here now where you can't have relations with your own dog on your front lawn?
It's
without
his
being,
dog,
without
isn't
being,
it?
Without being, and it's his lawn, without being bothered by your neighbors. I have to say this, though. If you're going to hook up with a dog, which I do not suggest, I'm sure it's illegal in many states. Clearly it is in Florida. A pit bull is not high on my list of dogs I'm going to hook up with.
We're not talking about Rebel Wilson either.
She's more of a St. Bernard, isn't she? And that might be a good one. They're nice and cuddly.
Let's call her a husky.
I mean, a St. Bernard would be great to spoon with after. I don't encourage any of this activity, by the way. It's perverse and disgusting. Anyway. You know what it says in the Bible about that kind of thing? Shouldn't do it.
That's a
quote.
I don't
have an exact quote or anything if you're looking for one. 12:50. I'm going to take a time out. This segment should be called We're All Going to Hell, not What the... Anyway.